This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI.
It looked heavily scripted, this practice. There was a lot of quick game, screen passes, passes in the flat, check downs, like just make a quick decision and get rid of it. I don't think this was a situation where the offense didn't know it was coming. And, you know, Drake's really finding an answer to the pressure and this and that. I don't think they're quite there yet. To me, this was more of a, let's get Drake May exercising his sort of, you know, taking a profit, quick decisions, all those muscles to get himself, him and the rest of the offense, because this is new to a lot of people, sort of, you know, baby steps to get them to the point in like a week or two where they can take the bullets from the defense and they know where the answers are. This was sort of just sort of crawling in that regard before they walk and then run.
It's Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We are live today from Gillette Stadium. Patriots training camp day three in the books, brought to you by McFarland Energy, as we have been throughout training camp. We'll be back here next week as well for hopefully some padded practices today. Just a light walkthrough. That was Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, yesterday, breaking down what he saw at practice yesterday. We've seen a lot, or heard anyway, from Kendrick Bourne and Hunter Henry, who were here with Josh McDaniels in 2021, saying how the offense largely looks similar to the last time they were here.
Like, oh.
Which I will tell you, Keith, I'm not surprised at.
No, you called it.
I
was hopeful.
I didn't buy into a lot of this talk that, like, Josh McDaniels has evolved and he spent time at all these college programs and bouncing around and the year off did him wonders. I've heard that with other coaches before. Josh McDaniels is like a fully formed offensive coordinator. He's been in the league. He knows what works. He knows what doesn't. Maybe there's some new wrinkles. And I'm not saying he won't tailor the offense to Drake May. The offense he ran for Brady was different than the offense he ran for Cam Newton, which was different than the offense he ran for Mac. I mean, there were similar concepts and things, but they tailored different plays to those guys and skill sets. He'll do that. But the idea is like reinventing the wheel, I never bought into. I'm still disappointed, though. I was still hoping that's what it would look like. But I'm definitely not surprised by those answers.
Yeah, it's a little unfortunate, although I guess what's different this year is Vrabel has a lot of his offensive guys on the staff. And that was another thing Kendrick Bourne talked about the other day was, yeah, McDaniels, same offense, although
different personnel,
working with a lot of different, you know, position coaches, assistants, that kind of top thing. So maybe there's just a little bit more room for input, a little bit more room for tweaks. Also, one thing that, and you hit on it with the quarterbacks, obviously, you're going to call the game a little bit different for all those quarterbacks, but we've also seen a variety of different players have successful seasons with the Patriots, meaning we've seen the slot guys. Everyone's like, oh, it's like, you know, Brown, Welker, and Edelman. But also, when you have the world's best tight end is featured and has a ton of success. And then when you have the greatest receiver of all time, or one of the two, he has a really big year. So if you are tailoring it to what you have, the last few years, you're probably not prioritizing the wide receivers because they weren't very good.
Yeah.
Now you have Steph Diggs. So I feel like Josh McDaniels has had success with different receivers in his time. I mean, go back to even as bad as it was with the Raiders, Davante Adams was putting up big-time numbers. you know, he knew who his best player was, got him the ball.
Good point.
So that's where I guess I would be hopeful, whereas he looks at it and says, all right, X number of years ago, you had Brady and you had a couple of other weapons, and that's kind of what you did. Now you're looking around, you're like, all right, I got Drake May, I got Steph Diggs. What else am I going to do with
this?
How
do I make that work?
I'm hoping like Travion Henderson has a really big year, maybe something like Kyle Williams, something like the unknown. But right now, just looking at it, you know, is Diggs able to – or not Diggs. Is McDaniels able to highlight Steph Diggs? I kind of think he can. So I'm a little disappointed that it's not like a little bit more different, but I feel like hopefully he can still get the most out of the player.
Have you I haven't taken much note of it, but I feel like when I've looked, I've seen Diggs lined up a lot of different places in the formation, and we have seen him lined up in the slot,
yeah,
which is where he played a lot last year in Houston.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that's probably a good sign. If he's going to move around the formation and specifically be in the slot, that means McDaniels has a lot of different ways to free him up, get him on matchups that he likes.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. I think the only question for me with Steph Diggs all along production-wise was, is he going to play 17 games? It now looks like he's playing 17 games. I'm pretty bullish on what he's going to do now, and I was the guy who was maybe most out on Steph Diggs. We did our top five earlier today. Both you and I had him number two on the team.
Second best player on the team.
Current
right now.
Patriots.
Yeah.
Gonzo, which I think everyone would have.
Yeah, yeah.
You and I both have Diggs too, so I've done a complete about-face on that. I was wrong. I didn't think he'd be healthy. He looks very healthy.
And so that definitely changes the expectations for the season and like kind of where they can be. You know, they don't need to have a top 10 offense to be a good team because they have a horrible or a great schedule, if you're looking at it from their point of view. They have a defense which I think should be pretty good. So as long as it's not the offense from the last few years where it's, you know, at the bottom of the league, then they can win a lot of games. And I feel like with a guy like Steph Diggs, that alone makes it different than the last few years. You know, another thing we were doing the other night when we were talking about the receiving, the depth chart, was last year at this time. Last year at this time, you were like, all right, Pop Douglas is your number one. KJ Osborne, Tyquan Thornton still on the team.
I watched one game of KJ Osborne last year. I was like, cut this man.
Yeah,
I
did get rid
one
of him.
I watched the first game against the Bengals. They won.
Right.
And I was like, get this guy off the team.
But it was like Tyquan Thornton.
I forgot he was even on the team. Yeah, Thornton.
It's just like, a lot of them are very forgettable type guys. And then it was like, all right, Jalen Polk's your second round pick. So you're counting on Jalen Polk, maybe like a make or break year for Thornton. Oh, the veteran KJ Osborne. Like, first of all, that team had nothing resembling a Steph Diggs. I would also say Mac Hollins, if he's healthy, way better than a KJ Osborne. If
I
was looking at those like an outside guy.
Yep.
I'm not ready to say Kyle Williams is going to be good, but he's just another kind of lottery ticket, another kind of potential.
He might not be good. Could he be worse than Thornton, Polk, Baker?
I don't think he can be worse.
I don't think so either.
I don't think he can be worse. And so, yeah, that's not bad, right? And especially if they're not going to go four wideouts very often on the field,
nope.
Right? So when we're looking at the depth chart, we're often talking about five guys. But if they're going tailback, fullback, tight end, you got two wideouts out there. So you have Diggs and Williams or Diggs and Pop Douglas. That's not too bad.
Real quick, speaking of the quarterback and the receivers he'll be working with, Drake May, I think, took some shrapnel yesterday. I know you disagree, so I'll ask you.
Yes.
Who is Joe Milton talking about? This is from our guy Manny Machado.
Yes.
Covers the Cowboys. John Machota.
Okay. Well, careful.
Machota boy is what they call him.
I don't think they do.
Cowboys quarterback Joe Milton has been surprised by how much Dak Prescott has helped him. Quote, Dak's a great leader. All respect to him. He literally goes out of his way to help me. I've been in another building. I know how that goes. It's just very different over here. So we all know he's talking about the Patriots.
Yeah, it's the only other building
he's been in. That's the only other building the man's been in. Who's he talking about?
I think he's talking about Jacoby Brissett. I think to compare Dak Prescott to fellow rookie at the time, Drake May, I don't buy it. I think it's the guy that everyone thought was going to be the perfect mentor to young quarterbacks, specifically Drake May, right? It was like, all right, Jacoby Brissett is going to be there. I thought maybe as a backup, they obviously started him for a few weeks, but he was going to sort of teach the young quarterbacks their ways. And Joe Milton was another one that was in there. So he enters the league just like Drake May at the rookie camps together. Everything's brand new to these guys. You know, you can't ask Drake May, if you're Joe Milton, hey, tell me about when you were facing, you know, Patrick Surtain, like what you would do. Like, he doesn't know. He's like, I don't know. I just got here just like you. My guess is he probably asked Jacoby Brissett a few questions. Maybe even asked him, like, can you give me directions around this building that I've never been in? And Brissett's like, I'm not worried about that.
He's
like,
I'm the starting quarterback. Pound sand.
Yeah, he's like, I'm the starting quarterback. I don't need to. Like, he's treating him like he's Brett Favre and those guys are Aaron Rodgers. You know, I feel like I bet Drake May and Joe Milton probably had that in common where they're like, wow, I thought this guy might be a little bit more open to helping us, but he's just trying to hold on to his job.
Okay.
And I think there were signs of it during the season, and I know even you pointed that out.
Like, Brissett,
not the guy that we thought would be the perfect
sneaky veteran. Bad teammate. Yeah. The idea was he was perfect for a rookie quarterback. Turns out he was bad for him.
That's why I think that's who he's talking about.
Okay, I think it's Drake just because he's gone. And you're right, it could be Brissett. Definitely could be Brissett. I don't know who he's talking about. That's why I asked the question. But if you're asking me what I think he's talking about May. May was the starter for the majority of the year. May was the guy he was really competing with. Dak Prescott has come in, taken him under his wing. I don't think May did, by all accounts. And I think he's bitter about that. So I think he's talking about May, but I admittedly don't know. It's just a guess.
No, he just says building, and this is the building. So, I mean, I guess you could make a case for either one. I would make the case, though, for Brissett, just because even by week 8, let's call it, and Drake May has started 3 games, is Joe Milton really picking his brain? Like, Drake May is still trying to figure out the league. It's brand new to him. So I don't know if you're looking at him like a mentor. You know, look at it like in college. Like, if you're freshman in college, would you talk to another freshman about, like, helping you learn your ways around the school?
What you say makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, from a mentor standpoint, sure. When he says, I'm in that building and I know how that goes, it's a little different. But maybe I'm reading too much into it, or maybe I'm just seeing something I want to see, because I believe there was something between Milton and May. And I wish, by the way, Joe Milton was still here. I've watched 3 days of Josh Dobbs now to this point, and I wish they had a higher-end backup quarterback on the off chance that they run May. People who say don't run him were right. He gets hurt running, gets hurt scrambling around. The next thing you know, you need a backup. I'd rather have Milton here than Josh Dobbs. 617-779-7937. Part of the question is, why is he gone? Was that Drake May's call? Did they get him out of here to clear the runway for Drake May? You can discuss on the phones. We'll go back to the Red Sox at 1 o'clock. It is a Friday, 12:45, which means it's time for the Week in Review next.
WEEI, WEEI, New England Sports Original.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Get everybody pile in the minivan, we're going!
And worst...
You guys are as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keefe's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
All right, back here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. It's time for our Week in Review. And, Jones, we have spent Wednesday, Thursday, and now today down here at Gillette Stadium overlooking the practice fields for training camp. But this is going to be stuff from all week. We were back in studio on Monday and Tuesday, including on Monday when I was telling the story of over the weekend I got stung pretty good by a yellow jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, over the weekend, Jones, I had a little bit of a yellow jacket's nest happening.
Oh, a little bit of one? Yeah.
How I got sick brag, bro.
So, like, behind my, like, doorbell, the doorbell doesn't work, but there's still a doorbell there.
Say that again. What doesn't work? The door or the doorbell doesn't?
Doorbell doesn't. The door still works.
Because of all the yellow jackets.
No, it's unrelated.
Okay.
It's been there like this for a while.
Okay.
So then I'm out there with, like, a spray can.
Uh-huh.
One got on me and didn't leave. I got, look at this.
Wow.
This is from, like, 3 days ago.
Oh,
it's
wow.
still giant red mark, and it hurts to the touch.
Is
These
it,
guys got in there.
But
good.
It looks, it at least looks like it doesn't, it's not like raised at all. Was
no,
it?
It was yesterday.
Yeah.
It was up there pretty good. This bastard got on there, and I tried smacking him off. He got me twice.
Nice.
I was like, oh!
Smacked him off. Nice.
I killed a lot of his brothers and sisters, but man, did it hurt. Yeah.
You forget how much the stupid little bee sting hurts.
It was a Pyrrhic victory for the Yellow Jacket, but it was, and yet.
He got me good.
A victory, though. Okay.
He got me.
I don't know if I'm supposed to urinate on it or what, but something needs to give. I still feel it.
You need someone else's urine.
Well, yeah.
Your own urine, I think.
Will never work.
Yeah, no, you'd be resistant to it. You're lucky you're so young. That would have killed Charlie Morton.
It would have killed him.
It would have taken him out.
That's right. We were talking about Charlie Morton. That's how we got there.
The Red Sox trade target earlier in the week
that
we didn't like. He's older than us.
Yep.
Hence the ageist joke there, yeah.
Tier Tuesday this week, we were looking at the Patriots position groups heading into training camp, and here was some of the thoughts on the offensive line.
Offensive line.
All right, let's put all the offensive
line. Cannot play with them.
Okay.
Cannot win with them.
Don't coach with them. Don't even spend time.
Can't do it.
I'm with Nick. Don't even spend time on this.
I agree, but let me just point this out real quick. Some of these breakdowns that we looked at, all the different lists and power rankings, sometimes separate tackles from interior linemen.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
No, we're not doing that.
No, no, no.
But right now, it looks like a Will Campbell, Cole Strange, Garrett Bradbury, Mike Onwenu, Morgan Moses.
Huh. Onwenu, friend of the show.
Love him.
Overweight.
What?
I don't know who the center.
Some are saying he's 400 pounds.
Or the left. Some are?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I hadn't seen that.
Yes.
Who is
Dunn's
that tackle from Florida?
Dunn's.
I wish.
Host of the week.
Got him.
Onwenu, host
Desmond
of the week.
Desmond Watson.
Onwenu, host of the week.
Onwenu could very well be host of the week.
Okay.
Actually, put him up there on my list of guys to watch.
Yeah.
If he's really like humping out there at 400 pounds.
Wait,
like, sign me up.
If our water glasses start shaking. Like, that's a problem.
Like Jurassic Park?
Onwenu took the field.
Oh, no.
So he's I'm excited about that.
Okay, me
just
too.
Just a huge dude just falling out of his uniform.
Yeah.
I want that.
But can't win with him.
No, it's bad.
Yeah, it's about as bad as it gets.
Well, like, Will Campbell might be a guard. Cole Strange might be a center. Garrett Bradbury might be a bum. Like, you just go down the list. It's tough go.
Yeah, that's right. So, two updates to that. One, Onwenu, somebody gave me some bad information. He's still a big guy. He's still a Hoss of the Week candidate.
Oh, you got bad intel?
He looks fine.
He doesn't look 400.
No, he doesn't.
Unless he's playing at 4. He looks the same as last year, so he don't look 400 unless he was at 400 last year.
That's also true.
Maybe.
I feel like some of those guys may fib about their weight.
Good call.
However, Desmond Watson, who got brought up in there.
Yep.
He's
a former Hoss of the Week.
Yeah. He is the first guy, I believe, in NFL history to be placed on the NFI list due to weight.
Well.
NFI, parentheses, weight, not football injury. It's not a football injury if you're just eating.
No, it's just good eating.
You're gluttonous.
Yeah.
That's not
I wouldn't say that about him.
You some wouldn't?
People, well, some people are big bones.
You
some
wouldn't
people
say-
also pre-exposed to just being bigger.
Yeah.
Some people have better metabolisms than others.
Yeah. 490?
I wouldn't throw any stones at this guy because he might eat them.
Might bounce back at you. Ricocheting at you in the face.
He is listed at a svelte 449 on ESPN.
That is low.
449?
Yeah.
He's definitely not 450.
Yeah.
He'll be down for 449.
In your bra. And so, when it comes to the Hoss of the Week, though, I do want to keep people up to speed on this.
Yeah.
Our Hoss of the Week, I think it's our first posthumous.
People are pissed.
First, posthumous. Hoss of the Week.
Posthumous?
is the late great.
Yeah.
Some would say late great.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan, yes.
Definitely late.
Yeah. Not everyone.
Many have argued.
A lot of flack on social media, just on our social media accounts, great.
Many have argued about the greatness.
Yeah, we got that. We're seeing every single one of them.
There is an art versus artist situation to be discussed there. You know, whether it's your R. Kelly's, your Michael Jackson's.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby.
Pee Wee Herman.
No, Pee Wee Herman. That was one movie theater. He's behind his own business. Literally his own business. All right, let's get to the next thing. Speaking of movie theaters, this weekend, Fantastic Four, First Steps will debut. It's, of course, on a Would You Rather Wednesday. We were discussing which power you would want.
Here we go. Would you rather have the power to be invisible or turn into fire and fly or stretch your entire body? Or be a giant rock person?
Great question, Bill. I know you're probably thinking appendages.
and you have a follow-up question on it. You want to be Mr. Fantastic. That's gross. So that's not the answer. The answer is, and this makes you a creep, I get it.
No. You're going with invisibility.
You're going with rock person?
What do you do?
Yes.
Why?
Keith, look at
me. You can't change forms.
Keith, look at me.
You're stuck.
Yeah, look at me. I'm stuck with this form right now. I am a wafy, lacking muscular definition guy.
You'd rather be like a two-ton rock
make
person?
Me a giant rock hard person. And that is, yeah, that's what I want to be.
What do you do?
I want invisible.
What are you doing with your invisibility?
Just stuff.
Yeah, like what?
Probably detective stuff. I could probably be like a good sleuth. I could probably solve crimes. I'd probably do a lot of the same stuff Invisible Woman does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Solves crimes.
Okay.
One of the heroes. Go in the girl's bathroom.
Like, you really can't say invisible. You can't say invisibility without sounding like a creep.
I know.
True, you really can't.
It's the worst.
6.5 hours later.
There's another good sign from Giardi.
All right.
Didn't detect any hint of a limp from Diggs. Neither did I.
No.
And
you know me, I have hawk-like vision.
Oh, if something's limp, I'm spotting it. But he says,
is that your superpower?
Yeah, that's right.
The Fantastic Five.
No,
Adam Jones.
I'm the rock hard man. I forgot about that.
Yeah, not bad.
That's my superpower. Spotting limpness from miles away.
Well, you also were able to spot quite a few players and Patriots media members at yesterday's practice.
They were
practice.
Definitely players and media members.
Sure.
Yeah, they were. I think I see Hart and Fitzy down there with Diggs, right?
My eyesight's not great.
Okay, Terps in the blue polo down there with the white hat. That's Hart
allegedly.
With his stupid visor, right? And that's Fitzy with Diggs.
If it's somebody with a visor, that's definitely Hart.
I'm pretty sure that's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
I'll get an official tease for you for WEEI. That was Pop. I thought I saw an 8. That's a 3.
You only saw one half of the number.
Yeah, it looked like he did look short. I thought I saw an 8. That's a 3. All right, Pop Douglas, stick around for that.
As bad as my
with
eyesight
Fitzy
is,
and Hart.
I can see Hart's giant head with the visor, though.
So it is. If you see someone with a visor with 2/3 of their head sticking out of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's definitely him. It turns out that was Mike Reese.
That was Mike Reese.
So I don't know how Hart feels about me thinking.
He looks a little, he's same
he looks
stature
very
as Mike Reese.
Correct. I'm like, well, it's a visor and a short little bro.
Yeah.
That's got to be Andy Hart. And then Terp's like, no, I just walked out with Hart. That's Reese. I was like, oh, my.
Did Reese do the interview on Moses' shoulder? He's like, let me hold you like this. Get you in one shot.
So bad news for Andy Hart. I'm now confusing him with Mike Reese.
That's
down
a tough
there,
go.
Which is just a real tough go.
Not great.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, we are, you know, we don't see him really this week in person, the crossover, because he's back in the studio.
So we made fun of his visor. We made fun of the size of his head and how short he is.
And I got him mixed up with Mike Reese.
He did text us the other day that we're bullies.
He did.
And it's hard to argue when you hear it back.
Yeah, I felt like that was bullying behavior by me. Yeah. I'm expecting to hear from HR.
We're in the mean boys club over here.
Yes, true.
All right, we have 3 nominees for Brag of the Week.
Oh, wow.
3 nominees.
That is a competitive field.
Yeah, let's start with Steve in the truck.
I'm 72. I've been watching this team since 1961. Nice. I've seen Ted Williams.
Sick brag, bro.
It's not Ted Williams.
I mean, that is a brag.
How many among us have done that?
The Splendid Splinter?
Yeah.
I never saw him play.
Yeah,
not live.
Maybe people saw him managing in Washington, but not playing.
And again, for the millionth time, let me just point out, only baseball fans call in and tell you how long they've been watching
I disagree.
And how old they are.
Celtics fans. Celtics fans will be like,
maybe.
you get the koozie Russell. I saw Bill Russell.
Good point. Thanks a lot, Celtics.
The
City.
Old Celtics.
Yeah.
You don't think you get it from Bruins? You don't get a lot of Pats fans doing that.
I saw Milt Schmidt. No, you don't. I think it's mostly Red Sox.
I go back to Bobby Orr.
Great.
You don't think you get any of that?
Yeah, maybe you do a little bit. Maybe you're right. All right, how about our guy Rob Bradford on Thursday?
I am currently calling you from the Grover Cleveland rest stop.
Sick brag, bro.
That's a good brag.
They had good service there at the Grover Cleveland rest stop.
Yeah,
we heard
real.
Everything. It was crystal clear.
Sounded like he was on, you know, a direct line or something like that. Yeah.
And then our third and final nominee for Brag of the Week would be our friend of the show, Alan in Nashville.
I actually had a conversation when I had a band playing Ozfest, and Sharon was on the phone with me.
Sick brag, bro.
I think that takes the cake.
I was going to say, so when I was born and how long I've been a fan and seeing Ted Williams, that was 3-1.
Yeah.
Calling from the Grover Cleveland rest stop, talking to Sharon Osbourne on the phone. I think you're right. Alan, congratulations.
Well, if you heard Alan's full call, it was chock full of Bragg. I mean, it was just Bragg,
was.
Bragg City is what that
it
was.
Like, the music business.
I think you got to go with Alan in Nashville.
Okay, I agree. Congratulations.
I guess you got to go. That's the official Bragg of the week. Congrats, Alan. Your trophy is in the mail, along with the Haas of the week, which yep. we'll send straight to the sky. 617-779-7937. We got all your phone calls there here on Jones and Keefe. We are live today at Day 3 Patriots training camp. It's in the books. We got thoughts on the Red Sox, though. We'll give you those approaching the deadline. A lot of good rumors out there.
Oh, juicy rumors.
No concrete trades. Other teams are making concrete trades.
Oh, that is true.
We don't have any trades, but we got rumors for you with the Red Sox coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.